Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Ancosh, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our very, very, very special guest today is the Reverend Dale Crowley, Jr. He's here to discuss his book, On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. You can obtain that volume through the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. Dale, in regard to the book itself, what are some of the essential topics and themes that are in the book? And you just take it from there. Anything that you want to discuss, that's where we head. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, Mark, give me 3 or 4 minutes here. I want to tie a few things together.
Sure. Now, we're going to hit another commercial break in probably 5 minutes. So when you hear the music come up, hold your thought, and then we'll get you back on for a much longer period of time.
I'll wrap it up by the next commercial break. Incidentally, your pitch for Ron Paul is right on. I'll vote for him if he's on the ballot. If he's not, I'll write his name in. The last presidential election, I wrote in the name of Dale Crowley, Jr. for president.
You know, if I'd thought of that, I would have voted for myself. That's a great idea. If Ron Paul wasn't running, I might register to vote this time just to do that. But go ahead.
All right. I haven't voted for a president in a long, long time, so you can't blame any of it on me. Mark, the first few chapters of my book are an expose of dispensationalism. I deal with about 50 dispensational, Schofield dispensational errors. I demolish them, dismantle them, and I focus, especially in one chapter, on Tim LaHaye's error of left behind. Noah is the one who was left behind. Noah never left the earth. Tim LaHaye says Noah is the type of the rapture. He's absolutely wrong about that. Noah is the type of Christians whom God protects during times of judgment. Those who were left behind were Noah and his family. So that's an example of one of the things that I'm on the wrong side of, but I'm right about it all, and I prove it in the early chapters of my book. Now, I want to mention this. I asked the World Magazine. You familiar with World Magazine?
Marvin Alasky, the neocon from the University of Texas.
That's right. A bunch of neocon, Schofield dispensationalist Jews run the magazine, and I asked them to advertise my book. I sent him a check for $450 for a little ad for my book. And I got a letter back from Iker, the manager there, CEO, and Iker said, "We don't like the tone or the content of your book." So this is one of the things that I'm proud of, that the neocons at World Magazine had enough sense not to advertise my book, because it was contrary to everything, the whole tone and content of their weekly magazine.
And the economic, financial connections of that publication, undoubtedly. For example, Robert Sungainis, Dr. Robert Sungainis, who's been on this show, he is a Roman Catholic. He heads up something called Catholic Apologetics International. He wrote an article that subsequently appeared in Herman Otten's Christian News, chronicling the fact that Richard John Newhouse, the former Lutheran pastor and current Roman Catholic priest, who is a neocon par excellence and who is frequently featured in magazines like Bill Buckley's National Review, that Father Newhouse's First Things publication, according to Sungainis, had in the last however many years gotten something like $8.5 million from Jewish neoconservative sources. We'll be back with Dale Crowley. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Reverend Dale Crowley, Jr. is with us today. He's discussing his book, On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. You can get that through the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's AFP at 1-888-699-NEWS. Dale, before the break, we were talking about the fact that you sent Marvin Alasky's World Magazine there in Austin a check so that they would run an ad for this book, and that they returned your money and had a letter that basically said that they did not like the tone or the content of the book. And I was saying before the break that basically when you look at Marvin Alasky of the University of Texas Journalism School and what he does for World Magazine, which has a lot of impact, folks, among many, many Christian readers, we need to see with Alasky, we need to see with Richard John Newhouse of First Things, we need to see with Bill Buckley's National Review, in my judgment, the kind of Zionist infiltration and corporate infiltration of those publications that Dr. E. Michael Jones has chronicled for us with what he has to say in the April 2007 Culture Wars. This is where it is, folks, and if we do not understand the larger context of what happened to Dale in this latest situation, we're just not getting it. So what are you doing from here, Dale, in regard to getting the book promoted?
Well, that ties into what I was getting at in the last segment. The World Magazine is a part of a cabal, a conglomerate of Scofield dispensationalist, neocon, pro-Israel media organizations. The hub of the conglomerate is Salem Communications with Epperson.
Bingo.
What I'm saying now is a scoop, Mark. No one has said it before. It's difficult to explain, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. Epperson and his Salem Communications is the hub. Zulon Press, who printed my book in the beginning, they're not now because they don't like it and they were glad to get rid of it, is now a subsidiary of Salem, Crosswalk Publishers of, that's Falwell, Liberty University is also a subsidiary of Salem. The National Religious Broadcasters is affiliated with Salem. WFAX, that gagged me, is a part of the NRB, Salem conglomerate. And World Magazine is in bed with all of them because they do a lot of advertising and reporting on this media conglomerate. And then we have the Left Behind End Time Heresies of Tim LaHaye, also related to Salem Communications, the National Religious Broadcasters, Crosswalk, and Zulon, and all of the rest. So there is developing, and it is very sinister, it is very dangerous. I have been a victim of it. There is a media conglomerate, cabal, that has developed that is trying to control and censor all anti-Israel Zionist truth. They're trying to gag biblical teaching on rebellious Jews in Israel. They're trying to muzzle sound doctrine contrary to Scofield dispensational heresy. And they're sabotaging broadcast publication ministries like mine that oppose contemporary Christianity and Israel Republican foreign policy. And I'm talking about Bush's monstrous mess in Iraq. And I spoke out against that, and that's part of the reason that WFAX dropped me. So this whole pro-Israel media conglomerate that is supposedly Christian is very powerful and sinister, Mark, and it is going to touch all of us.
Yes, and quoting what Wikipedia has to say about these guys, and I think I should also mention that Mary Storet was on this show last week. She is now the National Political Communications Director for the Constitution Party, originally from Brooklyn. She's now in Portland. And her radio show on KPDQ Portland was canceled, and that is a Salem Communications affiliate.
Yep.
Because Mary had the temerity to say on September the 11th, 2001, on the air, that there was something wrong with this whole thing, that she thought it was something other than what was being advertised. She, not too long after that, said that she felt that George W. Bush had foreknowledge of 9/11. Well, just for saying that, her radio show was canceled. And, of course, you're filling in the blanks for us, Dale, in regard to explaining Salem Communications and what the implications of it are. And for the listeners to RBN, I'm reading now from Wikipedia. Salem Communications is a media company operating in the United States with 99 U.S. radio stations pending acquisitions that are primarily concentrated in the nation's biggest markets, including 65 stations in 23 of the top 25 markets. It specializes in religious and conservative talk radio formats. In the top 25 markets, Salem is the fourth largest radio station owner after Clear Channel, Cumulus Broadcasting, and CBS Radio. Mm. When purchasing radio stations, the company focuses on acquiring outlets with powerful transmitters. And, of course, as we read through this, it tells us about Stuart Epperson and Edward Atzinger III. And, of course, going on to read through this article, Salem also runs the website townhall.com, acquired in 2006 from the Heritage Foundation. And, of course, we don't have to look too much further to see that obviously we're talking about the height of the power of corporate America. We're talking about Zionism and Judaism and all of those connections when we start looking into the deeper implications of this whole business of Salem Communications. And clearly, Dale, what has been done to your book through the auspices of both your previous publisher,
Zulon, which is now a Salem subsidiary.
Yes, and so you have Zulon as a Salem subsidiary. Mary, up in Portland, Mary Storet had this experience with KPDQ in Portland, which is a Salem subsidiary. And, of course, we're talking now about the fact that Marvin Alasky's World Magazine, from what you're sharing with us,
they're connected.
They're connected to it. And, folks, I'm telling you right now, when you hear about these kinds of connections, pay attention. The kind of thing that is being promoted by World Magazine, the kind of thing that is being promoted by all of these Christian talk radio stations and Rush Limbaugh, this whole business is tied up with Salem. It's tied up with the whole world economic system. And with the Zionist beast, folks, this is the way that it is. And if you happen to be an articulate political or theological commentator who's not tied up with this stuff, they're going to cut your throat.
Let me make a short pitch here. I'm proud that I was a victim of the Salem conglomerate, and because of that, every Christian in America ought to read my book to find out what's going on.
Well, you know, when I post information on Dale Crowley's appearance on this show today through my website, or my blog, I should say, my blog at Al Bawaba in Amman, Jordan, I plan on including a number of things that Dale has emphasized here. And one of the things, in addition to his book and the links to AFP and the links to Dale's own website, will be something about Salem Communications and what it is, so that all of these readers in the Middle East who come to my site and who can read the English language will begin to get the word out around the world about Salem Communications. Absolutely essential information.
Yes. And it's interesting, just to sidelight, Salem has been trying to buy WFAX, which gagged me, for the last 15 years. The price right now is up to $15 million. And the joke around WFAX has been, for the last 15 years, when Salem buys WFAX, Crowley is out.
Yes. although you know, Dale, there's always hope. Maybe Salem will buy WFAX and then say, you know, we ought to bring Crowley back just that we can appear for once in our lives to look even-handed. But don't bet on it, right?
Not much chance of that. But I'm proud that I was one of their victims.
Well, let me ask you this, Dale, and I've talked to Mark Glenn about this. Now, Mark Glenn, of course, is an Orthodox Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. I am an evangelical Orthodox Lutheran.
Mm-hmm.
You are identified, Dale, with what we refer to as Protestant evangelicalism.
And a fundamentalist.
And a fundamentalist. And I think that those are good titles, by the way, properly understood.
Yes.
Of the traditional Protestant evangelical fundamentalist understanding of the Scripture before the Schofield heresy crept into public discourse. Now, all of us, it seems to me, if Dale Crowley, Mark Glenn, and Mark Dankoff were to sit down and to talk about all of the things that we share in common theologically, as well as our divergences, one thing that we're all on the same page with is the dangers of Zionism, the cancer of so-called Christian Zionism,
yes,
and who and what it is that's controlling corporate American media, and that all of this, I think, we'd each say is essentially Antichrist and tied up with the mark of the beast. And yet you've
exactly
got Hagee out there. John Hagee is clearly one of the tools of these people. And, of course, he and LaHaye and others, Falwell, when he was living, were promoting the pro-Zionist line at the same time that they were warning Christians about, well, we're in the end times and we shouldn't be taking the mark of the beast and all these other things, when you and I and Mark Glenn would say that these guys are right in there with the mark of the beast.
Yes, absolutely. This Schofield business is a masterstroke of Satan the enemy for the last days. It's hurt the evangelical outreach of the church, and it's hurt our foreign policy. It's gotten us into this mess in Iraq. And Bush was snookered. He was suckered by these neocons and the Zionists. He thinks he's really doing God's work by fighting Iraq and getting ready to fight Iran on behalf of Israel, because Israel's God's chosen people in the promised land. It's unbelievable. And the New Testament doesn't teach that at all.
And clearly it doesn't. It is the repudiation of that claim, I would say. And in that regard, Dale, getting back again to your book, you were discussing all of the fundamental tenets of dispensationalism and Schofield Reference Bible interpretation and exegesis that are wrong.
I dismantle about 50 of them in the early chapters of the book.
Yes, and it seems to me that that's absolutely pivotal for people to get this book and to read it and to understand it. I was looking, for example, at a very recent letter written to Your American Free Press by someone who said, hey, you know, I like AFP, but they're wrong on Hagee and they're wrong on Israel because Israel is comprised of God's chosen people.
Merchant.
I think if this person, this lady, I'm sure is a very fine person, were to read your book, she would understand that that is not what Scripture teaches at all. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Stay tuned for Dale Crowley.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Dankos America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In the show's first hour, I discussed a series of news items, including the August 14th post in the Financial Times, page 2 in the World News section, entitled, Learn from the Fall of Ancient Rome, Official Warns U.S. However, that official, David Walker, the Comptroller General, did not discuss the larger context behind what has happened to this country. Walker says that there are striking similarities between America's current situation and the factors that brought down Rome, including, quote, declining moral values and political civility at home, an overconfident and overextended military in foreign lands, and fiscal irresponsibility by the central government, unquote. To understand the larger context behind the truth of what Mr. Walker did say with the Financial Times, We've encountered today the Reverend Dale Crowley, Jr., longtime Christian evangelist and apologist. Dale is a longtime anti-Zionist activist. He is the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. That's available through the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. 1-888-699-NEWS. Dale Crowley's website may be accessed at www.crowleysfocusonisrael.com. That's www.crowleys, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y-S, crowleysfocusonisrael.com. Okay, Dale, let's pick it up from where we were before the break. Take it away. Where would you like to go?
Okay, spotlight is a better word for focus. It's got two names, Crowley's Spotlight on Israel.com. You remember the old Spotlight newspaper?
Yeah, sure do.
Okay.
Sure do.
I picked it up and used it for my website, Crowley's Spotlight on Israel.com.
Should I use that for the URL that we put on the show description?
What's that?
Should I use that Crowley's Spotlight on Israel.com for
That's
the show
better.
Description? Okay,
yeah, that's,
good.
That's better.
Good.
In the last segment, we were talking about satanic deception. Here is one of the biggest, best examples of satanic deception uttered by Jerry Falwell. Do you remember, Mark, when he used to say, the Jews are looking for a Messiah, so we're looking for the same Messiah? Do you remember when he used to say that?
Yes.
Well, he did, and that means he's looking for Antichrist, because the Messiah that the Jews are looking for is Antichrist. The big embodiment of Satan in these last times. Just an example of the deception that has been generated by the Scofield dispensationalism for a Christian evangelist to say that he's looking for the same Antichrist Messiah that the Jews are looking for. It's unbelievable. Now, in my book, Mark, there's a bonus chapter, and I'm proud of this one, too. I'm on the wrong side of it, but I'm right about it. Absolutely right. Absolute proof that Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, was crucified and buried on Wednesday, not Friday. There are two scriptures that have been neglected, overlooked and neglected, that prove that Passover that year was on Thursday, the day of preparation was on Wednesday, and our Lord was crucified and buried on the day of preparation before Passover Thursday. That's a bonus chapter in the
yes.
book.
Excellent.
On
Excellent.
The wrong side of just about everything, but right about it all. Our Lord was crucified and buried on Wednesday, not Friday. Now, I'm not the first one. There was a great Baptist scholar in Texas named Scarborough, Lee Scarborough, who took the same position. He was a professor at the Southwestern Seminary. And he believed and had proof, as I have, and I studied him, although I looked at it more thoroughly than Professor Scarborough did. But that's a bonus chapter in my book, The Wednesday Crucifixion and Burial of Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Dale, how many copies of this book, now putting this into its context, with all of what has been done to keep this book away from people, through such folks as Alaski at World Magazine, how many copies have yet been sold in spite of the censorship attempts?
Well, I'm surprised you ask me that question, because it leads me to one of the most unpleasant experiences I've had in my lifetime. The pro-Israel Scofield dispensationalist publishers of the book, Zulon, sabotaged the marketing of the book. So
we'll be back. I think that's an absolutely essential story. When we come back, I want to speak with you about that, Dale. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dale Crowley, the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, They're right about it all. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back. This is Mark Danpas, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by the Reverend Dale Crowley, Jr., longtime Christian evangelist and apologist and anti-Zionist activist. He's the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All. That's available through the American Free Press at 1-888-699-NEWS. You can access Dale's website at www.crowleysspotlightonisrael.com. Before the break, Dale, we were starting to get into the whole question of what your previous publisher did to you. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Zulon is a so-called Christian publisher and printer.
How do you spell that?
X. It's the same X in Xerox or xylophone.
Okay.
X-U-L-O-N.
Very good. X-U-L-O-N.
It's the Greek word for tree. Or wood. It's not in the New Testament often, but it is there a few times. They advertise almost every week in the World magazine. Zooline is now a subsidiary of Salem Communications. I went to them because I had seen their advertisements, and they printed my book. My King's Business Ministries is the publisher, but they printed the book, and I paid them $900 for a comprehensive marketing program. Well, after about 6 months, I began to notice that they weren't doing what they promised to do in their marketing program. They did a few little things, but they didn't do the comprehensive marketing program that I paid $899 for. And I asked them about it. They would not return my phone calls. They wouldn't return my emails. They wouldn't return my faxes. They just wouldn't communicate with me. And I realized that they had pressure had been put on them to stop marketing my book, the book that they printed. And so I left them, and recently I've had another 2,000 copies of the book printed by some wonderful Mennonite people in Harrisonburg, Virginia. I'll be glad to direct anybody to them, and I'm also glad to direct you away from Zooline Press if you're thinking anybody out there having them print your book. Forget it.
As a matter of fact, I've got their website up, which is ZulonPress.com. That's X-U-L-O-N.
Yes.
P-R-E-S-S.com. ZulonPress.com. And right there at the top, it says, a part of Salem Communications.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
that Salem Communications, pro-Israel, this Schofield dispensational crowd. It's ominous. It's frightening, Mark. What's going on in the so-called Christian media? And you've got a scoop this morning. I don't think anyone has ever discussed this before, but I decided it was time to do it.
I was telling some of my people about this at Emmanuel Lutheran Church on the south side of San Antonio not too long ago when we were chatting about a very fine book written in the Reformed theological tradition by a guy named Dr. Oswald T. Alice, mm-hmm. who was a part of Princeton Seminary and then later became a part of J. Gresham Machen's movement at Westminster.
Oh, yeah.
And the title of that book, of course, is Prophecy in the Church. And much like your updated volume, Dale, it debunks all of the presuppositions, the false presuppositions of Schofield Reference Bible eschatology.
Mm-hmm.
And my folks at Emmanuel Lutheran Church were saying, boy, this is a great book. Why have we not seen this in any of the Christian bookstores around here?
Mm-hmm.
And that got me into this whole thing that you've given us that much more data on, and that is the way in which that very traditional, very fine, and very correct Protestant evangelical exegetical tradition has been censored out of existence
yes.
because of this Jewish neoconservative corporatist mentality
yes.
that has taken over much of Christian publishing. And I went on to say to them that Rupert Murdoch of News Corp fame, who owns Fox News, who's now taken over Dow Jones, is also the owner of the Zondervan Publishing
That's
Company.
Right. That's right.
And they were absolutely dumbfounded to learn of this. And I said, folks, we need to find out about these sorts of connections because we need some discernment in the day and age in which we live. And this then brings us to what Dale Crowley has just told us, folks. Zulon, X-U-L-O-N, ZulonPress.com. is a part of Salem Communications, and Salem Communications in turn, when you research that online, you're going to come up with Town Hall, you're going to come up with the Heritage Foundation, you'll see all of the larger neoconservative and Jewish connections once you start a search, even on Google.
And every once in a while, there'll be a puff piece in World Magazine about Salem and Zulon and all of the rest of the crowd. It's sinister and it's frightening, and I repeat, I'm proud that I was a victim of these people, and because I was, people ought to find out what it is that's in my book that got them so upset.
Well, and I think that this gets back to what I think is an honest promotion for the American Free Press.
Yes.
Their book division is where you're going to find Dale Crowley or Michael Collins Piper or Mark Glenn. You're not going to find it through Zulon Press, obviously.
No.
And so when we and I know that I have a thing online at markdankoff.com dealing with a diary that I kept in Tehran, Iran in 1976. And then there, the whole second half of that very lengthy manuscript deals with my observations about empire in recent years and the whole question of false Israel. There have been a series of publishers that have looked at this whole thing. Several of them have said off the record, hey, this is really good stuff, but the general thrust of the book is going to make us a lot of enemies that we can't afford to make. And quite clearly, Dale, that's true of your book in spades.
Yes, it is. And I'm very grateful for American Free Press. If it hadn't have been for those wonderful people, my book would have just about been eclipsed.
Yes, absolutely. And again, getting back to this whole issue of the false presuppositions of dispensationalism and the fact that we have now reached a point, and this is something I want to ask you, Dale Crowley. You've been one of the folks that has been pointing out to both Christian and non-Christian audiences for years all of the theological fallacies of Christian Zionism from a true biblical perspective. Now, I'm seeing today when I talk to people in San Antonio and when I read corporate publications that have been signing off on this whole thing for many, many years, that with the disaster of what has happened to us in the Middle East with this Iraq quagmire,
yes,
with the insanity of talking about attacking Iran and attacking Pakistan, when people look at these budget and trade deficits and they see the instability in the financial markets because of these hedge funds and these subprime mortgage loans and so forth, more and more folks are starting, it seems to me, to question the old orthodoxy that used to impact so many of us, even those of us who were technically not Zionists. What I'm suggesting here, Dale, is that maybe these guys like Dale Crowley and Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper and Ted Pike are starting to have more of an impact than anybody might imagine, and that it's starting to scare the establishment. What do you think?
I live with that hope every day.
I believe
it. And I think that include Mark Dankoff in that list. I think God has raised us up. He's appointed us. He's designated us to challenge this. But in my case, I don't know about the others, it's left me almost impoverished.
I'm
absolutely amazed at the millions that Hagee can bring in. While I'm telling the truth and I get gagged and dismissed from WFAX and have my book boycotted.
You know, I want to say something, Dale, to you. Mark Glenn and I have talked about this. Mark's aware of all kinds of things that have been going on in my life in recent years, and all of the financial and personal difficulties that I've had as a result of what I've embarked upon. Glenn has had the same experience. Hesham Talawi said to Mark the other night, he said, you know, when you look at these guys like Hagee with these millions of dollars, you know, what's going on when, you know, we got these guys out there like Glenn and Piper and Dankoff and Talawi, who always seem to just make it from day to day and week to week and have no idea of what tomorrow brings.
Yeah.
And Mark Glenn said something to Hesham Talawi that he subsequently told me, and that is that when it comes to proclaiming the truth, that when you have a calling and commission from God and you are proclaiming the truth to an age that doesn't want to hear it and to a culture that doesn't want to hear it, it's going to be painful. It's going to cost you. It's going to produce a lot of trial and tribulation. But that ultimately, Mark Glenn reminds you and me and Hesham and others listening to this, our reward, ultimate reward, is not in this life but in the next one. And I know that you, Dale, as a very fine traditional biblical evangelical and fundamentalist, understand that.
Very well put, and that reminds me of an article that Herm Otten printed in the Christian News of mine 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, in which I said it doesn't pay to be right in evangelical Christianity today. And Herm printed the article and added at the end of the article, actually, Crowley is very wealthy because he is understanding and speaking the truth.
Well, I think that that's absolutely right. And I can tell you as a Lutheran pastor who has won very few friends for writing for Hermann Ottens Christian News, that when I have had the things that I've had to say about Christian Zionism, and when I've had the things to say that I've said publicly about what's really been going on in the Lutheran Church, the jettisoning of the doctrine of the authority of Scripture in so many of those circles, the universalism that has crept into much of American Lutheranism, the pro-gay, pro-abortion ideology that has become part and parcel of the ideological package of so many Lutheran pastors and congregations that have basically, in my view, repudiated Christ. They've repudiated the Scriptures. When I see all of that, and I think of all of the pain that I've had since my ordination in 1984 talking about this stuff and writing about it, I just want to affirm for people who are out there listening to Dale Crowley that when it comes to speaking and writing the truth in love, that it is not a financially lucrative field, folks. It involves impoverishment. It involves stress. It involves a lot of discouragement. And it involves situations where sometimes you wonder if you've had any impact at all.
Yes. Again, Mark, very, very well put. I would like to mention as a sidelight that I had a tremendous audience on my Focus on Israel radio program every Saturday morning. And the contributors that responded were just wonderful, marvelous, and generous. But since the program has been gagged, I've lost that audience. I've lost that support. I've lost that income. And it has really hurt me. And, of course, there have been people who have suggested legal action, but I don't think we'd get anywhere. WFAX is a privately owned station, and they can decide what they... It's not a First Amendment issue. They can put me off the air if they want to. They privately owned station. But it has hurt me tremendously, and I'll probably never recover from it unless my book becomes a bestseller.
Well, I want you to consider something, Dale, and this I say to you honestly. I have Mark Glenn and Father Martinez as regulars on Friday. Mm-hmm. Greg Felton of Vancouver is a regular on my show on Mondays. Mm-hmm. I want you to just think this through. You don't have to answer this now, but talk it over with your wife and pray about it. If you would like to consider the possibility of being a regular with me on either Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday for a couple of hours, I want to make that offer to you. So you just consider that.
Well, and thank you.
And if that would help you and to help what you're doing, which I believe in, and I've known of you for many, many years through Hermann Ottens. This is the first conversation you and I have ever had
other than talking
on the phone yesterday for about 2 minutes. But if you would like to consider that offer, it's wide open to you with no strings attached.
I thank you for that, Mark. Now, your CEO is Stadmeier?
John Stadmiller.
Stadmiller. John
yes,
Stadmiller.
Sir.
I met him at the Barnes Review conference last Labor Day, just about a year ago. And he urged me to have a program on his station, your Republic, and I didn't respond, but I would prefer to be a part of a established program like yours.
Well, if you would like to be a regular with me, say from 8 to 10 Central Time, which would be 9 to 11 Eastern Time, your time, on either Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, and just make it a regular deal. You think about that, and if you like to do that, you just send me a note, and we'll get it done.
Well, let's talk about 1 hour to start with.
Okay, very good. We'll start with 1 hour.
Okay,
that'd be great.
All right, and that way I'll have something special from week to week to present to your radio audience.
Okay, excellent. Would say 9 to 10 Central, 10 to 11 Eastern be the time slot that would be best for you?
Perfect. 10 to 11,
good.
Perfect. is Easter.
Well, you just tell me when you talk it over with Mary, you just tell me whether you want Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, and we'll make you a regular.
All right, Mark. We'll be in touch. Ken told me that your fax is down.
Yes, it's presently unhooked because I'm redoing my office. I have redone our entire apartment. My wife actually has done most of it. But the office is the last thing to be rearranged, and so my fax is presently not hooked up, but it is the same as my home telephone number, which you'd have to call first anyway.
Oh.
And I have just sent that stuff to your wife so that she has my complete contact information.
All right. And that's wonderful. You have her email address.
I sure do, and that's where I sent this stuff, including a copy of the show description for today that will be published not only at RBN, but I'm going to make sure that Alba Waba and Amon Jordan gets a copy of this, too, and puts it out there today.
Okay. Very good. And, again, I am so grateful. Mark, I just haven't had a lot of compliments like you've paid me today.
You've been an impact in my life.
I really appreciate it.
A lot longer than you might imagine.
Isn't
this
something?
This is Mark Andros, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dale Crowley, Jr. of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, but Right About It All. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
We're back. This is Mark Antos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been joined today by the Reverend Dale Crowley, Jr., longtime Christian evangelist and apologist and anti-Zionist activist. Dale is the author of On the Wrong Side of Just About Everything, But Right About It All, that is available to you through the American Free Press. If you call 1-888-699-NEWS, you can buy this very fine book. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. Dale Crowley's website may be accessed at crowleysspotlightonisrael.com. That's www.crowleysspotlightonisrael.com. Dale, we've got just a couple of minutes left, and I sure hope that you send me an email confirming that you'd like to be on my show as a regular every week. In the last hour of my show, either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, you talk to Mary about it. If and when you make a final confirming decision, just send me an email, and that time will be yours.
Your email address?
Spell my name backwards, Cram Folknad.
Okay.
K-R-A-M.
Okay.
F-O-K-N-A-D. K-R-A-M-F-O-K-N-A-D. Cram Folknad. At hotmail.com. And that address can also be found if you go to markdankoff.com and click on Contact Mark. It'll take you to cramfolknad@hotmail.com. But
okay.
And I'm also sending all this stuff to your wife at her Juno address.
Okay.
And but at any rate, you if you decide to confirm on this, you just tell me Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, and that last hour is yours every week. So
okay, have I got one more minute?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I want to pay tribute to the wonderful Jewish Christian who taught me so much, Haviv Shieber. And here's what he said. I have never lost a battle with my Jewish brethren, not in Poland, not in Germany, not in Israel, and not in her colony, the United States of America. And he said this, if there was no such thing as anti-Semitism in the world, my Jewish brethren would invent it. They have to have it to survive. Now, it took me a little while to figure that one out, but I finally did. But I want to pay tribute to this wonderful Jewish Christian. He was a Khazar Jew Christian believer who helped me and taught me so much over a period of 5.5 years. And there's a chapter in my book, Tribute to Haviv Shieber.
And I found it most moving, Dale, when I was reading Mike Piper's story of your life that's presently on the American Free Press site at AmericanFreePress.net, talking about what happened to you up there in D.C. with the radio show, that Mike Piper makes some reference to Haviv Shieber and talks about his conversion to Jesus Christ and something that happened at the very end of his life in your home,
yes.
Which I don't know if we have time to cover that or not, just in brief, but in the final seconds, mention a little bit of that to us if you can.
I've never seen anything like it. He stopped breathing. All of a sudden, he opened his eyes, looked to the ceiling with a big smile on his face, and I thought he was coming back to life. But he was being welcomed by his Heavenly
yes.
Father. And I told him goodbye. He closed his eyes and kept the big smile on his face. And then a rabbi confiscated his body for 2 weeks. I had to go to court to get it, to give him the Christian burial that he wanted. The rabbi said that he would suffer in hell forever if he was not buried in a Jewish cemetery.
Wow. And I tell you, with what Shieber has said through you today, Dale, about the colonization of the United States, I would suggest that many, if not most, of our Christian churches have been colonized as well.
Right.
And we need to think.